about, you know, the slash, the thin and long strips that you
Oh, that's bacon. I call it bacon.
All right.
Sliced bacon.
Okay, what do you call the outside of the bacon? The hard side of the bacon?
Skin.
Okay. What is it, Okay, what about the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it? You know, when you had a middling of meat, you might cut the hard side off before you slice it. What do you call that?
The hard side.
Yeah.
There's no hard side.
You know, when you had a...
Well, now, there's a strip of lean that you cut off in the middling. They call it...
What about the skin? The skin is the hard part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You call it the skin?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people call it the rind. Pig rind.
Pig rind. They've heard of that.
Okay. What would you call the trimmings that you might slice up and grind up with seasoning?
Well, the pulley bone.
I know what you're talking about. It's a big long strip you cut off in the middling, and it's lean. You take that and you trim up the hams and the shoulders. You've got to trim them up in shape, you know. And you take that and, I don't know, there's just a whole lot of sausage meat that you grind up.
It'd be sausage.
It'd be sausage.
Make sausage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Loin, tenderloin.
Granny, if you kept the meat, if the meat has been kept too long, you say that the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Okay, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Make fresh meat.
Okay. Fresh meat. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I don't know.
What?
Never did grind up no hog liver.
Yeah, so they call it liver sausage. We call it liverwurst.
Okay.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Hog blood.
Hog blood.
No.
Did anybody?
Yeah, old people used to, I think, make puddings, they say, out of hog blood.
Pudding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want my neighbor.
Blood pudding?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that's it.
I bet you there's not 10 people in Orange County ever heard of blood pudding.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of them that have. Yeah, your Charlie's mother talk about old folks making blood pudding. Where'd Charlie talk about it? I don't know whether he read any or seen any or not.
Okay, Granny, did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage that you made, the juice from leftover from the sausage, you know, and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat and cook it?
No.
Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste or how would you describe it?
Well, it just didn't taste good. I don't know. It just lost its taste. That's how I describe it.
No longer any good.
It weren't. No longer any good.
Right, right.
Yeah. And I'd take it and put it in a cup and pour some lye water over it and make a cake of soap out of it.
Is that really?
Mm-hmm.
Spoiled butter.
Just make soap out of spoiled butter?
Mm-hmm. To wash,
okay.
used to have to buy our soap to wash with, you know, and I'd make my soap to wash with. I had a whole lot of soap.
Okay, Granny. Thick, sour milk that you keep on hand is called what? We were talking to John about it earlier. Had the big...
Hey, clabber milk.
Don't interrupt, Granny.